Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, February 24th, 2025, through Friday, February 28th, 2025. Monday, February 24th, 2025. Pasadena doctor agrees to plead guilty to conspiring with attorney to bilk more than $3 million from California Workers' Compensation Fund. Dr. Kevin Tien Do, a physician who worked for an Inland Empire medical company, has agreed to plead guilty to conspiring to defraud California's Workers' Compensation Fund of millions of dollars by continuing to work on workers' compensation matters after being suspended due to a prior healthcare fraud conviction. Doe agreed to plead guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit mail fraud and one count of subscribing to a false tax return. In his plea agreement, Doe admitted that from October 2018 to February 2023, he conspired to defraud the state of California of millions of dollars of healthcare funds by defrauding California's Subsequent Injuries Benefits Trust Fund, SIBTF. The California SIBTF is a special fund administrated by California's Workers' Compensation Program to provide additional compensation to injured workers who already had a disability or impairment at the time of a subsequent injury. In October 2018, California suspended Doe from participating in California's Workers' Compensation Program because he had previously been convicted of federal health care fraud in 2003. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, February 25th, 2025. Owner of chain of Bikini Barista coffee stands sentenced for failing to report up to $6 million in income. Azad Baragazi, the owner of a string of Bikini Barista coffee stands, was sentenced to 10 months in prison and a $75,000 fine for making and subscribing a false tax return. According to records in this case, Baragazi significantly underreported his income when he provided information to his tax accountant. The government believes that the tax loss over the 5 years that Baragazi underreported his income is more than $1.7 million. The tax loss in 2017 alone is more than $687,000. Baragazi disputes the government's figures and argued that he had some legitimate deductions, making the tax loss $1.3 million. Baragazi is the second defendant to be sentenced in this investigation. Baragazi's brother-in-law, Rajesh Mathew, of Auburn, Washington, was sentenced to 30 years in jail, a $5,000 fine, and 100 hours of community service for making and subscribing a false tax return. Baragazi has agreed to pay restitution to the IRS. He may also face additional civil penalties, fines, and interest for the tax loss. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, February 26, 2025. Member of multi-million dollar Ponzi scheme involving off-the-road tires pleads guilty. John J. Eckert, a member of a $50 million multi-state Ponzi scheme conspiracy, pleaded guilty in federal court. Eckert admitted to conspiring to commit wire fraud and tax crimes. In total, Eckert received at least $14 million from the tire sales scheme. Eckert's plea agreement included a sentence recommendation of 36 to 109 months in prison. According to court documents, Eckert and other members of the conspiracy portrayed to investors that they were in the business of buying and selling off-the-road tires. Off-the-road tires are oversized tires that are used on earth-moving equipment and or mining equipment. Eckert recruited investors and represented to investors that he worked with Jason Adkins in tire sales. Few, if any, transactions were completed as designed. Instead, investor funds were used for the personal use of Eckert and other members of the conspiracy and to repay other victims. On multiple occasions, investors who were solicited by Eckert invested in purported tire deals and then either lost money in the tire deals that fell apart or were paid back some or all of the investments with other victims' money, or both. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, February 27, 2025. Bank general counsel pleads guilty to offenses stemming from $7.4 million embezzlement scheme. James Blose pleaded guilty to offenses stemming from a decade-long embezzlement scheme at banks where he served as general counsel and held other high-ranking positions. According to court documents and statements made in court, from approximately 2013 to January 2022, Blose was an attorney and held high-ranking positions, including general counsel at Hudson Valley Bank and Sterling National Bank. From approximately January 2022, when Webster Bank acquired Sterling National Bank, until February 2023, Blose served as executive vice president and general counsel and corporate secretary at Webster Bank. From approximately 2013 until Webster Bank discovered his scheme and his employment was terminated in February 2023, Blose defrauded his employers, the bank, in various ways. In certain commercial loan transactions, where the bank was the lender, Blose fraudulently retained for himself portions of closing costs, including legal fees. In certain real estate transactions in which the bank was the seller, Blose retained portions of the sale proceeds for himself. Blose also stole from the bank in other ways. As part of the scheme, Blose used his attorney's trust accounts to make personal expenditures and to transfer funds to accounts in the names of business entities he created and controlled, and then used those funds for his personal benefit. Through this scheme, Blose stole approximately $7.4 million from his employers. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, February 28, 2025. Two Estonian nationals plead guilty to $557 million cryptocurrency fraud scheme. Sergei Potapenko and Ivan Turojin pleaded guilty for their operation of a massive multifaceted cryptocurrency Ponzi scheme that victimized hundreds of thousands of people from across the world, including the United States. According to court documents, Potapenko and Turojin sold contracts to customers entitling them to a share of the cryptocurrency mined by the defendant's purported cryptocurrency mining service, Hashflare. Between 2015 and 2019, Hashflare's sales totaled more than $577 million, but Hashflare did not possess the requisite computing capacity to perform the vast majority of the mining the defendants told Hashflare customers it performed. Hashflare's web-based dashboard, which purported to show customers their mining profits, instead reflected falsified data. Potapenko and Turojin used the proceeds of the fraud conspiracy to purchase real estate and luxury vehicles and maintained investment and cryptocurrency accounts. Potapenko and Turojin had agreed to forfeit assets worth, as of the date of the plea, more than $400 million. The forfeited assets will be available for a remission process to compensate victims of the crime. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.